Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today, I'm speaking with Joe Ingles with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
You reported this week on a debate regarding the recently passed election reform law. It hasn't yet been put into place. So Secretary of State Husted passed some directives to the County Board of Elections. What is it that he's told them?
Well, he's basically told the County Board of Elections, all the County Board of Elections, that they cannot send out these cards that some counties have been sending out. Now, these cards are sent to all the voters, and they say, hey, the election's coming up, and if you'd like an absentee ballot, please return this form, and we'll send you an absentee ballot. Sometimes, in some counties, the postage has been paid on these, but other counties don't send these out. So Secretary of State Husted has said, okay, since some of the counties can't afford to send these out, no one's sending them out. So if you're one of these voters who waits for the County Board of Elections to send you a card to remind you to order your absentee ballot, you're going to be out of luck this year because you're not going to get that form.
So, and as I understand it, this is part of the newly passed election reform law that hasn't gone into effect.
Right. There's an election reform law that has that provision as well as many other provisions that affect early absentee voting. For example, you've gone on a Saturday before the election or even a Sunday before the election to vote in person absentee. That won't be an option this year if this election reform law goes into place. Now, here's the tricky part of this, though. There's a group out there that's trying to get enough signatures. They need 231,000 valid signatures to put this on the ballot. If they are successful in getting those 231,000 valid signatures, what will happen is it can't go on the ballot this year, so it would have to go on the ballot in 2012. Which means it would put the new law on hold, basically, for this year. So the current law would be in place, and none of these things like the early absentee in-person voting or anything like that would be affected unless there's a directive from Secretary of State Husted on that specific provision like there is on these absentee ballot forms.
So now what is this group saying about Secretary of State Husted's directives?
Well, they're not happy. They're obviously not happy because they see it as a way to circumvent the will of the voters. They say the voters should be allowed to go ahead and decide whether that's something that should be allowed or not. And Kathleen Clyde, state representative from up in northern Ohio, has contended that really the focus should be on having equal voting experiences, not having an equal voting process. Because, as she says, a lot of these larger counties, for example, if you put the same voting process in place for them as you have for a smaller county, like, say, Benton County, there's a different outcome.
So I'm curious, how typical is it for the Secretary of State to issue directives like this?
Well, they do it all the time. And a Secretary of State can issue any number of directives, and most of the time, this kind of stuff is issued when county boards of elections have questions about how to do things. And in this case, indeed, there were two county boards of elections who were asking Secretary of State Husted, what do we do about this? The new law says this, the existing law says this, and, you know, we don't know how to handle this. So they looked to Secretary of State Husted to decide the issue, and he concurred and said, well, the new law, the way that it's handled in the new law is the way it should be. So he said, put that in place. We're not going to send out those absentee ballot request forms.
So can Husted actually issue more directives in the future?
He can, and that's exactly what the opponents of this new law are afraid of. They're afraid that Secretary of State Husted will go in and just issue all the components of the new law as directives. And if he does that, there's really no way to get around it. Now, when we asked Secretary of State Husted earlier about whether he would do that, he did not rule it out, but he certainly didn't say he was going to do any more. So he said, you know, if there are questions, he'll try to clarify them, but he says he's not right now, you know, going to go out and start implementing parts of the new law via directive.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show.